What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Industry Talk Podcast, the podcast about all things protection, self-defense, security industry. Today on the show, we are smoking a Privada 200, age 6 years. It's let me see the deets. Body, florals, aged oak, foot, peat, an aged old cold draw, peated scotch. I don't have no scotch. I got some rum, but I got some blends here. The wrapper is Sumatra. The binder is Habano. The fillers are Dominican, Nicaraguan, and Honduras. All right. So it says pair with scotch, but I don't actually drink scotch that much. So I'm pairing it with some Blantons, which is one of my old faithful is also Woodford, and Blanton's is the expensive old faithful. So I won't be doing scotch. But if you get your hands on one of these Privada 200s, it is recommended that you use scotch. All right. Now that we got that underway, of course, I'm going to cut. You got the Blanton's. Y'all know this is a good $100, $200 bottle. A client gave me this. A client who I love dearly gave me this good old bottle. So let's get to cutting. I got some questions and comments to get to that people have sent before the podcast. See how quiet I was during that process. Cigars relax me, man. They keep me sane. They keep me from slapping people, cussing people out, you know? Give me time to meditate, pray, think, calm down. No ice today. Got a little ice water on the side, and we drink it neat. Cause Blanton's is just that good. It's that good to where you should be drinking it neat. All right. So now that you know what we smoking today, what we drinking today, let's get into what we talking about today. Welcome back. If you tune in every Monday at 7 p.m., I appreciate you. Make sure you drop a subscribe, hit subscribe to the YouTube, like, share, comment on the YouTube, please. There's a lot of stuff on my YouTube. I'm starting to get into posting way more often than I usually do. I got about 350 subscribers on YouTube. So let's get me to that 500 subscriber mark and make sure you share the page. I'm doing a lot of process serving and private detective talk on my YouTube. I'm about to be introducing something totally new in July. So stay tuned for that. It is for my female CEOs. And it doesn't have to be a CEO of a security company, but it's how to protect your investment, yourself, and your family in all ways. Like I always talk about mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually, you know. So I want to get into that on a female CEO perspective, you know, talking about my journey as a CEO owning a security company for the last 3 years, about to be 4 years, actually. Owning it for like 5 years, but actually owning and operating for like 3, 4 years. I'm gonna be 35 next month, and I remember my first class under my own company was in 2019, right after my birthday. So we are coming up on a birthday business birthday and actual birthday mark. So that should be dope. I just figured out yesterday how I was going to spend it. So that's pretty good. It is a little peaty. It is a little heavy. Okay. So what we're talking about today is multiple states permits. Having more than one permit. Unfortunately, I left my wallet in the other room, and so I can't pull out all my permits. But I have DC, I have Arizona, I have Pennsylvania, I have Maryland, and I have, that's it. That's all I have. What I want to get before the year is up is Arizona, Florida, Utah. Now, why do I want that? I want that simply because I do travel domestically. I go out of the country, so I do travel internationally, but I travel domestically. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Texas, and I plan on spending a lot more time in Atlanta. So I want some, make sure that my permit is good in all the places that I go to domestically, because I want to be able to protect myself legally wherever I go. Now, I'm from New York, and unfortunately, those laws are crazy, and there's really no way around it, and they're not really trying to give outside, out-of-state residents the gun permit. So I'm still working on figuring that out. You know, I don't know. Using somebody's address, I don't even know. But I'm going to figure it out one day. If you have a tip on how to get around and how I can do it, you let me know. Maybe getting an LLC in New York or whatever. I don't know. Still trying to figure it out, because that's where I go the most. That's where I go often. So blah, you know, but anyway, I like to have permits for everywhere that I go. I travel, I fly with my gun, I drive with my gun. You know, I've never been on a bus or a train with my gun, but I'm sure I would do that as well. So, you know, I just think that having multiple permits, because if you're not police, then you can't qualify for one of those multi-state police cards. Now, let's go into that right here so I can just put you on game right now. If you are or were a police officer and you qualify for this, you can qualify for something called a LEOSA. Now, I got me a little LEOSA information here because I don't teach that class. I don't qualify to be able to teach that class. So, Law Enforcement Safety Act is who did the LEOSA card. Okay, identification card issued by the Maryland State Police to an individual who has been qualified as separating from the Maryland Department of State Police. That includes Maryland State Troopers, Maryland Deputies, State Fire Marshals, and other police officers. Now, I'm sure that other places have LEOSA cards too, so you might want to look into where you live at and see what they have, if they have the LEOSA card or whatever's equivalent to it, that essentially allows police officers and apparently fire marshals, I don't know, to carry in all 50 states. So it says, why the LEOSA affords qualified active and retired law enforcement officers the privilege to carry a concealed firearm in all 50 states. The District of Columbia say hell no. Puerto Rico says hell no. And all USA possessions except Canal Zone. I don't even know what that is. So anything that's not actually one of the 50 states, you can't carry in. But as far as all 50 states, if you are a qualified, and I don't know what the qualifications are, so you do have to look that up. So you do have to do some footwork on your own, okay? Whatever qualifies you as a retired or active duty police officer that qualifies you for a LEOSA card, you can carry concealed in all 50 states. As far as civilians, don't matter if you bodyguard, security, executive protection agent, private detective, you just a civilian when it comes to this LEOSA card. You cannot get that. That is not for you. So an easy way for you to carry if you are retired or active duty police is to go to your department and tell them that you want to start the process for the LEOSA card. Okay? You want to start that process. You want to do whatever you got to do to get that popping and get that going. It's a good look. I mean, if you're going to be traveling, you know, good guy with a gun, bad guy with a gun. That's what I say. So, that's what you should be doing. You should be trying to look out and see what you can get that Leosa. Okay, so that's active duty retired police. Leosa. Leosa. Just remember that name. You don't remember anything I say today. Remember, the Leosa card is how you can carry in all 50 states if you are a qualified active duty or qualified retired police officer. And in Maryland, apparently, fire marshals. They like them, I guess. I want y'all to know what just happened. So a little of my ash went into my cup, and I was trying to figure out whether or not I was going to still drink it, because it's like a $200 bottle. I think no. And I don't even have anything to pour it in right now to get me some more. Let's see. I'm about to do something ghetto. Mm-hmm. Gotta know how to work it out. All right, cup clean, cup clean. We're back. Look, it's a live podcast. Some shit is gonna happen. All right. I'll keep it out of the way. All right. So anyway, yeah. So you can definitely get that Leosa card. I have talked to a few police officers who didn't even know that they could get such a thing. So if you're going traveling domestically and you're a police officer, your fire marshal, your retired police officer, figure out what the qualifications are and make sure that you go about, you know, getting that Leosa card. Now, I told you what I have. PA, DC, Arizona, Maryland. I feel like there's another one, but I don't remember. But basically for me, those places cover all of the frequent places that I go to. Like, those places cover, like, the Arizona, the Maryland, like, I'm going to Virginia sometimes, I'm going to D.C. a lot, you know, Delaware, whatever. So those places cover the places that I needed to cover, but now that I am planning on expanding business to Atlanta or doing some speaking engagements here and there, then, you know, I'm going to be going out of state to other places. So now I'm looking to get the Utah and the Florida to make sure that I'm covering, even if one covers 30. Another one covers 33, and 10 of those, they overlap, they cover the same, but then a couple of those are different. You want to piece it together as much as you can. That's really the point of getting multiple firearm permits. It's like, yeah, half of them are the same, but just those 3, 4, 5 extra give you 4 or 5 extra states. So if you're not a Leo or a retired Leo and can't get the Leosa card and have all 50 states on one, then you need to take as many permits as you can and take all of their states and add them together. You know what I mean? Get as many states under your belt as you can. It's kind of like a puzzle. Reciprocity is a puzzle. This one might do this. This one might not do this. But this one does this and this. Put it all together. So everywhere you go, you have reciprocity. Flying with your gun is not difficult. Going somewhere with your firearm from the state that you are, you know, licensed to carry, that's not the issue. It's getting off the plane in the place that you better make sure that you are licensed to carry, because they're going to ask for your credentials. Somewhere, somebody might, you know, they might be doing a routine check. You want to make sure you're not flying into a city, municipality, state, whatever, town, that'd be like, nah, we don't have reciprocity with that state. Because even though if you look on the USCCA map, the reciprocity map, and they're like, yeah, they have reciprocity, you never know how much those laws are changing. So you want to double check before you even go, right? Because the point is for you not to get in trouble. That's why you're taking these classes to get these other states and cities permits. You want to make sure that you do your due diligence, though. You want to make sure, Like Florida a couple of years back, they changed what they did. If you had a PA card, a PACCW, you were good in Florida. But now they're saying if you're not a resident of Pennsylvania and you have their CCW, your permit doesn't have reciprocity. Only if you're a resident of Pennsylvania and you have the CCW. I don't know why they changed it, but they did. I mean, of course, legislation is going to make it difficult for you to run around the world with your gun, but you got to do your due diligence, your research, and you got to piece it all together. Make sure that you can figure out how to have as many permits as you can. Like I said, I have DC, PA, Maryland, and Arizona because at the time, I wasn't traveling to anywhere besides where those places cover. Now I want to go a little further. I want to do a little bit more this summer. So now I'm going to go and get the Florida and the Utah. So just cover one or two more than those other ones cover. Right? Now when you're driving, this is where it gets tricky. Flying is one thing. Flying is actually easier because you're going to one destination to the other. And most of the time, even when you got a layover, your bags keep going, right? If you're driving through somewhere and you're good in North Carolina, surrounding areas, blah, 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 but then you're not good in South Carolina, but it drives you through South Carolina. Just like in D.C., you could be going to Prince George County from Baltimore, but then it drives you on a street that all of a sudden you're in D.C., but you don't have a permit for D.C. Now you're illegally carrying. You got to be careful with that stuff. Because getting pulled over by somebody from a hick town and you saying, oh, I didn't know. Oh, the GPS took me that way. They still take you to jail. They don't care. Ignorance is not an actual excuse. It's not an actual defense. Ignorance is not actually a legal defense. That's the thing. I'm going to say that so I can cut that out and put that. Ignorance is not actually a legal defense. So know your laws. Know what you can and cannot do. If you're traveling with your permit for a job, if you're a PI, if you're a process server, and you're traveling for work because you're working a case, you're trying to find somebody, and you have a firearm, but you don't know the laws of the places that you have to travel through, ignorance is not an excuse. It is not a legal defense. You need to know if you're allowed to be in those places, states, cities, areas, municipality, whatever it is, with your gun. Know the laws. That's part of your job as being a gun owner. All right. This little joint good. All right. So I got a comment on some of my posts when I was talking about this subject. And a young man said, I got my Maryland. I am still applying for Florida, Arizona, Virginia, and Philadelphia. I would like to feel safe and secure during travel. If bad people have guns and cops have guns, then I will have at least one for myself and family. Hey, I agree with that. I agree with that whole sentiment. Everybody else got a gun. Why don't I have one? But I agree with that sentiment. If the bad guys got guns, why are my guns getting taken away? I just posted something earlier that said, why are gun laws made by people who don't even know how to spell the parts of the guns, pronounce the parts of the guns? They don't even know what they're talking about. They've never been a victim of a crime. They don't even live in the inner city. Yeah, I posted a whole rant on Industry Talk Podcast Instagram page. So make sure y'all go check that out, like that, share that, you know, post that. But, it's just, hey, this person has the gun, the cop has the gun, but it takes the cop 5 to 10 minutes to even get to me when I call after talking to dispatch. Why don't I have a firearm to protect my family? So, yeah, this guy's got the right idea. He's got Maryland. He's going out for Florida, Arizona, Virginia, and Philadelphia. And he has a reason. You know, he's not just doing it just to do it. Philadelphia. Here's a kicker, y'all. If y'all have a Maryland permit, even if you have a New York permit, if you live in Arizona and you have an Arizona permit, if you live anywhere and you have your state's permit, you can fill out the application for a PACCW. It's like $20. You do have to travel to pick it up because that's where they do your pictures and stuff, and they do it for you. You don't have to get it. But they give it to you for $20, and it takes maybe less. Sometimes it takes 24 hours. Sometimes it takes 5 days. Sometimes it takes 7 days. But it takes no time at all, no money at all to get your Pennsylvania. And that's like 33 states that it covers. And here's another thing. If somebody is charging you for that information, good thing you listening to me. Because it ain't nothing to charge for. There's no class. There's no training. There's no class. Pennsylvania's an open carry. I don't know about the city of Philadelphia, but as far as the state, outskirts of the city, definitely open carry. I drive through there when I drive to Buffalo. And sometimes when we stop at the rest stops, there's people with just their guns on their hip, just chilling, going to the bathroom. But because I'm coming from Buffalo, I don't have my gun because I don't have my permit, which I'm praying that that changes soon. But just know I still got these hands. I still got something to spray on you, cut you, knock you out. Don't worry about that. Because gun is also the last resort, so don't worry about that. I'm safe regardless, gun or not. You hear me? All right. So, then we had another person say, I have Maryland, but I definitely plan to get more. It is time for you to get out of your planning stage. If you are like, hey, I have this gun permit, but I want another gun permit, it's time to stop wanting. It's about to be 2024. You have no idea what the laws are going to be in 2024, 2025. They're shifting, changing. Legislation is always being up for grabs. Listen, get your gun permits now. No more planning, no more standing on the wall. No more, being hesitant, procrastinating on your training, procrastinating on getting your licenses. Make sure you go do what you gotta do to get your permits. All right. Next thing, they have a Maryland, a PA, a Utah, and their wife has a Utah as well, because it is our God-given right as a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that was a white guy. That's my man Ken. That's my man Ken. My man Ken be spitting that Constitution, okay? One thing they gonna say, black people know some Bible hymns. Some hymns, some Bible quotes. One thing old white dude gonna know is he gonna know that Constitution, okay? Especially the 2A, especially the Second Amendment, all right? All right, so, hey, if you have a spouse, it is not just enough for you to have your gun permit. Make sure your spouse is trained. Make sure that they have a permit. Make sure that they know how to care, whether it's your husband or wife, Because not all wives or husbands have guns, and not all husbands' wives have guns. You never know. Everybody doesn't like firearms. A lot of people come to me and they say, oh, my wife doesn't feel comfortable with my gun in the house. Or you got a police officer wife and they say, my husband doesn't feel comfortable with guns in the house. My dad didn't feel comfortable with guns in the house. And he is a police officer right now, still to this day. So when me and my brother got of age and we started working armed stuff, he ain't like that. He didn't like it at all. But, what are you gonna do? Right? So you wanna make sure that your spouse is trained and your spouse has a firearm. And you also want to make sure that your kids are trained as well. A lot of people have guns in their house and they're so worried about hiding it from their kids that they're actually doing themselves a disservice. Put your kids in training. Now, we all know every kid ain't able to be trained. You know your kid. You know of little Tommy a little slow. You know of little Tommy a little too bad. You know of little Tommy. Little Jenny shouldn't be doing it. But I'm saying, a child who is mature enough, for their age to understand fundamentals, you should be putting them in training too, because your kid actually could save your life one day in a house invasion, in a home invasion or something like that. But at least they will have an understanding of what firearms are, how they work, why they're not a toy, what they are supposed to be used for, how they're supposed to be stored. And therefore, they're not going to get influenced by these kids on the outside. Movies, radio, TV, music videos, they're not getting influenced by an outside source because their parents are saying, this is what it's really for. Your Nerf gun is a toy. This is not a toy. I saw a parent actually tell their kid, hey, if you really want to learn about guns, your Nerf gun is no longer a toy. This is a replica, and we're going to treat it as a real firearm so that you can get used to the fundamentals, not pointing it at your brother. You know what kind of kid you got. You're gonna know if that works or not. So, You know what kind of kids you are. The people in your household, if you have a firearm, the people in your household should be trained or at least knowledgeable. Maybe they don't want to do training. Maybe they don't, but they should be knowledgeable in case something goes down. Okay? Now, I told you about PA. But we have a multi-state license class coming up, okay? Then we're going to get back into why you should be doing it. But I want to let you know that we do have a multi-state class, and I say we because I am doing it in conjunction with my homeboy, fellow trainer, gun store owner, security company owner, GT Tactics, Garen Taylor. If you want to look him up on Facebook, Instagram, Garen Taylor, Gerren. Garen Taylor, we are doing, what are we doing? We are doing a class on July 1st and July 2nd. It is $350 if you already have Maryland State. It is $500 if you don't have Maryland State. And what is included is Maryland, Utah, Florida, Arizona, and Virginia. And it comes with picks and prints. For all of those states except for Maryland. Maryland is still excluded from the picks and prints. You gotta go to a federal thing and you gotta do the live scan. You go get your picks and you go get your picks from freaking I don't know, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, post office, whatever you wanna do. So July 1st, July 2nd, 2023, Maryland, Utah, Florida, Arizona, Virginia, multi-state class. It is $500. Prints and pictures included, except for Maryland. If you already have your Maryland license, then it is only $350. If you already have your Maryland license, picks and prints still included. That's what we're doing. July 1st is day one. It's completely online. July 2nd is when we hit the range and we meet up and talk about all things firearms and whatnot that we can't really take care of online. So that's what we're doing. We're doing multi-state for the rest of the year because I want people to get an understanding that you shouldn't just be protected in your home state. You should be protected wherever you go. Now, some places we just can't do that. But if you're going to Pennsylvania, you should have CCW. You're going to Delaware, you should be able to have that CCW. You're going to Virginia, you should have the CCW. You come to Maryland. I have somebody from Buffalo who has a child here in Maryland, and they come visit often. They came, they took my training, and they got a Maryland state permit because he comes here often. He carries in New York, and he's like, I want to be able to carry wherever I go to see my kids. So you have to take the initiative to get the training, even on those constitutional carry states or those states where you don't need to take training. That just because you don't need to do it legally don't mean you don't need to do it. Because when you use your firearm, trust me, it's going to look way better in court when you say, I took the training. I've been training every Friday. I go to the range. I know about my firearm. I didn't just pick it up and shoot it. I knew what was beyond my target. I knew how many bullets I had in my, like, you need, trust me, that stuff going to come in handy when you get on that stand for that civil suit. Because you might not be held accountable criminally, but you might be held accountable. I'll DM after the live. Okay. You might not be held accountable criminally, but you might be held accountable civilly. And you want to be able to have that lawyer be able to say, this person is trained. This is not just a random person with a random gun. This is a law-abiding, trained citizen of the United States of America. Anyway, so multi-state, we're doing that. I'll go back over the class again before I jump off here. But the cons of that, here's the cons of having multiple licenses in multiple places. It's going to cost you some money. That's the con. That's the number one con. It is going to cost you some money because you got to keep up with it. You got to keep up with it. Okay, it's going to cost you some time. You got to take the training. You got to put in an application. You got to wait for the stuff to come back. It's going to cost you some money. It's going to cost you some money. And that's okay because you should be investing in your education. You should be investing in your training. You should be investing in your self-preservation, self-defense, and the defense of others and your family around you. Okay, I'm talking that good shit tonight. You should be investing. So, yes, one of the major cons is it's going to cost you some money. Mm-hmm. But so do those Jordans on your feet. So do that Teflon or whatever that big bag is that the girls go crazy for with the big T and a half a moon on it. They don't even be paying their rent, but they be getting them bags just to show it off on the gram. Looking bright. Looking like a lollipop walking around the club. But y'all spend money on that. Y'all spend money on that little pink gun, but you barely know how to use it. Yeah, I'm coming for some people. That's why I got my own show. That's why I work for myself, because my mouth crazy. I'm going to come for you. I'm going to let you know what I really think or really feel, especially on some hot blends, some neat, no ice blends. It's the day for that. Okay? So, yes, it's going to cost a little bit of investment, but it's going to be worth it. Absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth it. Another con. Every state that you get a permit in. Right. He said, I just got a $300 knife. Because we spend money on what we think is important or what we like, what we do as a hobby. Listen, my cigar habit could pay somebody's rent. No lie. I mean, I have an electric humidor, heating and cooling humidor. It looks like a freaking fridge. It's silver on the front, clear glass, tinted. Boom. I spend money on what I want to spend money on, and so will you. You will spend money on what you feel is important. And if you travel domestically, I suggest having multiple firearms. For my birthday, I want to take a trip to Atlanta, drive to Tennessee. I want to go to Dolly World. I want to go to Uncle Nearest. That's a lot of traveling through these southern states. Best believe I'm going to be strapped. Okay? Me and my cowboy hat. I got a knife pendant in my hat. Real quick. And I got a gun on my hip. I'm going to fly in with that joint. If you deem it important, you will spend the money on it. If you deem it important, you'll spend the money on it. So that's the con. It will cost you some money. It does call for an investment. Now, here's the other con I was going to get into. All the states that you're going to have permits for, you need to kind of learn their laws. And I say that's a con because a lot of people don't like memorizing, don't like reading, don't like keeping up with stuff, don't stay up on top of the news, don't do this, don't do that. If you're going to have the permit, you might want to stay up on their laws. Because if you don't live there, their changes don't affect you right away. But if you travel there and you never looked it up before you went, you're going to be like, oh my God, you can't do this, you can't have it here, you can't do this. Now you about to go to jail for something you didn't know. And like I said earlier, ignorance is not a legal defense. So you want to make sure you stay up on the laws for every place that you have a gun permit for. It's just your duty. Got to do your due diligence before you travel. Even if you don't look into it the whole entire year, before you travel, definitely look into it. And if you're driving, taking the bus, train, and you know the route, look into the laws around all the way through the route, right? So that's a con. Costs a little money. Got to do a little studying. And to me, that's the only real con. To me. Pro. You're armed everywhere you go. You got self-defense tool everywhere you go. You don't have to leave your gun at home. You have the ability to save lives everywhere you go. You can go to the range everywhere you go. Get some training in. When I go to Atlanta, I want to train with my sister's keeper. I want to train with Tactical Carl. So, you know, take your firearms wherever you go. You can get some training in wherever you go. And I train with other trainers because they train differently. They know more than me. They do things differently. And I'm always a student. So you want to do it on my business side. I'm training with business coaches. I'm listening to business coaches. I'm taking classes. I'm taking social media classes. I'm doing this because I'm always a student. You always want to grow. You always want to take in more information and filter out what's good for you. And so when you travel with your firearm, you can also go training. And training is a good thing. You should do it. So those are my pros for that. A good pro is also in the midst of you investing in this. Sorry, my phone is sideways, so your comments are coming up sideways. But Black Wolf app. What's Black Wolf app? That's not the app where the guy was posing with the Royce Rose, the Royce Rose, the Royce Rolls, Rolls Royce. Wow. How much did I have to drink? That's not the guy that was posing with that big Bentley car or whatever. And then I went on his page and it wasn't a, he didn't have it. It was just for the video. Is that guy? No shade to that guy. I don't know the guy. Somebody, like 20 people sent me a video of a guy with an app and it was like, look at this. And I was like, oh my God, that concept is so cool because I've done that before. But I never made like a thing for after hours. But I was like, oh my God, it's so cool. And I'm looking for more of that car. And it looked like it was not the actual car. Cause in the video they was like, hey, is this your car? What do you do for a living? And then so is that guy? I remember stuff like that. Is that guy? Great concept. I would like Ram to ride me around. Big black guy done riding me around in Atlanta. So yes, yeah, so that's what you want to do. Those are my pros and my cons, what I think about, getting multiple states. So it really depends on the state that you are in. You first start with the state that you live in, and then you branch out to the states around you. That's what I say. I'm in Pennsylvania area, Delaware, Virginia area, right? I'm in, so I'm going in those areas, Ohio. So I start with the circumference around me, and then I branch out. And then what I do is I compare them. All right, PA has 33. Utah has 30. Arizona, these aren't the real numbers. These are just me playing with the numbers. Arizona has this. And then you see what matches. Okay, they all have this. They all have this. Oh, this one don't have this one, this one. And then now you know. Now, with that research, which I said was a con, with that research, you know which one to pull out if you get pulled over. Right? Then what you also want to look for is you want to look for the states that have the law that say you have to tell them when there's a gun in the car, or you have to present your car when Maryland doesn't have that law. You don't have to tell them. If they ask you, my opinion is tell them. But I've given my permit with my license one time, and a rookie cop almost lost her mind and shot me. It was not pretty. It was pretty scary. Luckily, a seasoned police officer came and was like, is the permit valid? She like, yeah. I'm like, then what? She okay. Like, what we still doing here? I get off in 15 minutes, girl. So luckily for that, Jim Bob came and rescued me. So yeah. So those are the pros and cons of having that. I'm still going to get Virginia, even though I use my Maryland for Virginia. I'm going to still get Florida. I'm still going to get Utah, even though I got Arizona. I'm pretty sure Arizona and Utah are really, really close to each other. But I'm doing that. So listen, you start with around the areas that you live in, and then you go to the places that you frequent. If you go to Miami, like, come on, let's be serious. Half of Baltimore goes to Miami every freaking summer. If you are a gun owner here, a legal gun owner here with a license, you should have Florida's license. Get the license of the place that you frequent or that you plan to frequent before you even start frequenting it. So if you're gonna go to Miami all the time, do that. Go ahead and get that Florida license so that you can carry in Miami. You want to be able to carry where you frequent. Figure out who gives the courses, who gives the classes. Ask your local instructor if they know. And then if they don't know, you need to get on the internet and figure out who gives Florida, Utah, whatever, whatever. For my people that's in Maryland, once again, on July 1st and July 2nd, me and Garen from GT Tactics Protection, we are going to be given a multi-state gun class. Maryland, Utah, Florida, Arizona, and Virginia. You will get gun licenses for all of those states. If you already have a Maryland, then it's only 350. If you don't have Maryland and need it all in, the whole thing, it's 500. But here's the thing. Maryland picks imprints not included. But Utah, Florida, Arizona, Virginia, picks imprints included at class day two. Day one is strictly online. We do everything that we can do online and all the hands-on firearm stuff, shooting, etc. We do that in person on day two. So July 1st, July 2nd, I'm doing deals all July because it's my birthday month. I got some other deals coming up. I just haven't put them all down in writing yet. I got a bundle class that I'm doing. I used to do the bundle class about 2, 3 years ago, where it was wear and carry, PI, security. And so I might be bringing that back. It's a $500 class where you get all three certifications and sponsorship for all three to work as RMPI arm. So I might be doing that, might be bringing that back. Also, for my people who like to go to DC, there's CCW. If you already have your Maryland license and you were a student of mine or a student of GT, I mean, G Tactics and Protection. If you already have your Maryland, you were a student of one of those two people, then you can come to me. We have a deal, 250. You can get your DC permit because you've already done half of the curriculum. Because we use NRA and we also use NRA for DC. So you've already done half of the curriculum, and the next part is just doing your DC stuff, the stuff to get you qualified for DC. So if you have already got your Maryland permit from me or from G Tactics Protection, DM me, email me at Jazz the CEO. I'm sorry, yeah, at Jazz the CEO at After Hours Security, and we'll get you your DC permit. 250 is the going price for that. You don't have to do prints or pictures. They do all of that in DC. So that's all included in whatever fee they charge you, just like Maryland charges you a state fee. That's, beyond me. Okay, that's with the Lord. So that's what we're doing. I'm encouraging multi-state permit holdership. Is that a word? Holdership? I don't know. I'm encouraging multi-state permit holdership. I don't think holdership is a word, but we're gonna rock with it because none of y'all corrected me yet. So we're gonna rock with holdership. Multi-state permit holdership. So let me go over from the beginning, just again. Cons of having multiple licenses. It is an investment. You do have to pay for the training, application fees, fingerprints, pictures. It's going to take some time, but it's worth it. If you travel domestically, it is worth being able to protect yourself. For a woman, a firearm is the only ultimate equalizer. Now, every situation doesn't cause for you to shoot somebody, but in my opinion, the firearm is the ultimate equalizer between you and a 6-foot man, because it don't matter how big he is, you can still put him down with a Glock 40. Period. So, for women who travel, girls trips, I'm gonna be in my bathing suit. Had that little joint in the purse. But in multiple states, you're going to Atlanta, you're going to Florida, you're going to Tennessee, you're going to this place, you're going to that place. If you are a legal gun permit holder in your state, then you should be a gun permit holder in any state that you are going to visit. Even if this is a state that you are not going to frequent, but you know you're going and you're gonna be staying, why not? Why not get the permit? Why not? Yes, it's going to cost a little money. It's going to be a little bit of an investment. Yes. Yes, this is true. Yes. But you buy purses, you buy shoes, you spend $300 on bottles. Fellas, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all in the club spending $300 on a bottle that costs you $30 at the store. You can get your multiple permits. The kind is that you need to do research. If you're traveling to these places, you need to stay up on their laws. You need to make sure that your permit is still good there, that your circumstances isn't good, still good there. I gave the example of how Florida switched their wording up. Only if you're a resident in PA does your PA permit have reciprocity. But if you're not a resident of PA and you have a CCW for PA, you do not have reciprocity. Language. So you've got to stay up on the laws because they throw little things in there to trick you. Now you're not a law-abiding citizen. You didn't even know it because you didn't stay up. But pros is that you have your equalizer everywhere you go. During all your girl trips, during your Miami trips, during your turn-ups. Okay? Pros and cons. Ain't that many cons, but pro is life. Sometimes you are in a life or death situation. How many times have y'all seen people getting robbed in Miami? Atlanta. Atlanta crazy. You going to Chi-Town. Atlanta crazy. Chi-Town crazy. Florida crazy. Baltimore crazy, but I still think that those other places are a little bit more crazier. If you come into Maryland and you live in another state and you're watching it and you want to get your Maryland state permit, DM me. Class is 300. We'll get you trained. We'll get you application in. We'll get you, if you frequent here, if you're one of those fathers that have kids here and you come here and visit, let's do a baby daddy deal. I'm all for it. You a baby daddy and you coming to visit your kids? Cool. What single state covers the most? I have no idea. Get on Google. Get on Google and Google. There's too many permits for me to know them by heart. Too many. Well, like I said, got to do your research. So, let me see. I don't really think that there is a state. I think most of them cover the same amount and some of them cover less, but I don't think there's one that covers the most. I think the higher ones, all of them cover the thing. But those little towns is what you got to watch out for. Going to those little cities, towns, they might have their own little laws. You gotta do your research on that. Definitely. Yeah. That's a good question. You Google it and throw the answer into the comment section. No, I have no idea who that is. The Daniel Accord. Mm-mm. Are they here in Maryland? I don't know who that is. Most of the people I've trained with are here in Maryland and in Buffalo. I said Atlanta was somewhere I wanted to go and train. I haven't gone to train yet. When I go, it's usually for family. My mom used to live there kind of thing. But it is something that people can do. That is a pro. When you get these different licenses, you can take your firearms and you can go and train in different states and, you know, learn from different instructors and do different things. I don't really like people, so I don't really go and meet new people that much. You catch me at a cigar lounge, maybe once or twice a year. And it's a good event, you'll get me there, but I don't like people. DC. DC is so tricky, and that's why I got the permit. Because I would go there for work, I would go there to go eat, I would go there to do that, and in my mind, I'm like, I don't go here that much. But when you're driving in Maryland, if there's a place and you live somewhere and you can cross the street and be in another state or whatever DC is, district, if you should get that permit just in case. Just in case. I got that permit just in case. I didn't even actually want it, but I got it because one time the GPS took me over the line and I was no longer in Maryland, but I had a Maryland registered firearm and a Maryland permit, and DC does not have reciprocity. So my thought is, get it just in case, just because. Even if you don't want a gun in your house, you might change your mind. You should get the permit before the law changes. If your kids live in a different state, you should get the gun permit for the state that they live in. For real. Like, I really think about these things. I really think that people should cover their bases for the what ifs, and for the maybes, for the I might change my mind. Like Buffalo, I was telling all my friends and family, get your permit before the law changes. It's cheap now, get your permit, it's cheap now. Now they got to do like 16, 18 hours of training. Training went from $40 to $400. And now they looking at me like, can you come? No. Because there's too much going on with that stuff. Nah. See, I should have got it when class was 40, 60 bucks. Now it's $400, $600 because training is so long. Now they had to make the rules and regulations at gun shops and ranges different in Buffalo too, because it used to be you can't go into a range without a Buffalo permit, without a New York State permit. But it was like, if I'm taking class, how do I come? I don't have the permit yet. So you couldn't even practice, but they also didn't make it mandatory that you had to shoot for those permits. And now the law has completely changed. You do got to shoot. You got to take 18 hours of the course. Now trainers have to take you to the range. That costs them more money. So now things are changing. So everybody who didn't listen to me when I say, hey, the laws are changing. The legislation is already up in the air. Get in, get in. Now they looking crazy. Now they looking at me like, man, you told me. Yeah, I told you. So that goes for everybody in Maryland. If you don't have your permit and you on the fence, there's no time to be on the fence anymore. Jump off the fence, get on the ground, and get your training. I am literally probably going to get off here. Yeah, probably going to get off here and work on my training schedule because I'm going out of the country at the end of the month. It is about to be my birthday. So usually I go to Barbados. This year I'm not going to Barbados, but I am going out of the country. So I'm going to work on my training schedule. So y'all better get in while I'm doing these deals, while I'm doing these bundle classes, while I'm doing all this stuff for the low before prices go back to regular. If you're looking for your PI license, your guard license, you want process server training, I got all that training. Where are you headed? None of your business. Somewhere sunny where I ain't got to have a lot of clothes on. That is where I'm going. I think I want to go two different places. I might actually go home, too, for my birthday, too. I celebrate the whole month. The whole month. Just prepare to be sick of me. Be prepared to be sick of me. Did you look up the thing? Which permit covers the most states? Drop the answer in the comments. It says, I went to Brazil. They got ranges there, but I didn't get to go. Oh, man, that probably would have been awesome. Barbados has gun ranges, too, but I didn't have time to go. I always go with my rich aunties. They're not really my aunties, but well, you could get off the live and get on Google and then come back on the live. the ranges there looked actually really huge, and they were outdoor, like outdoor indoor, because they had cement walls around them, but it was outdoor, so that looked pretty cool. We both should have gone to the ranges out of state. You know, funny thing is, I actually never shot an outdoor range. I am a strictly indoor range person. Yeah, I want to change that this summer too. I need to go ahead and hit Virginia, hit the northern southern parts of Maryland, and get on outside. But I've never been a big rifle person, so I guess that's why I've never been outside. But yeah, I'm an indoor shooter. Indoor range person, indoor range person. I don't like going places where I gotta cuss somebody out. So some of these Maryland places, I ain't really with that because I ain't trying to go to jail. But that's a whole nother topic for another day. Wait, though, your answer to the daggone question. Outdoor, better for your ears? I guess. What's the difference? The sound doesn't ricochet off the walls or something. I do have an AR that I really need to be taking outside. Giving it some, but my range has a 100-yard range, indoor 100-yard range. So I think I've been spoiled because my range is so fly that's why I haven't seen the need to go outside. Because we have a 100-yard indoor range, And so that's why I think I've been, stuck on the inside. But I'm definitely gonna try. I'm definitely gonna try to get outside a little bit more. All right, back to the subject. Because I don't think he exited off to go on and get that answer on the question. But if y'all want to know an answer, y'all make sure y'all Google it and then y'all DM me and tell me what the answer is. But if you live somewhere that has favorable gun laws, get your permit. And then go get the permits for the states around you. And then compare the reciprocity. And then compare your traveling. And then get everything you need. Once you're done getting the licenses and the training to get the licenses, then it's time to train some more. Don't get all these licenses and don't train. Even I feel like I need to add more training days to my training days, right? Because I get so busy running a business that I end up not having leisure time. It happens. We all have lives. We all have kids and things that we do and jobs and that. But we definitely have to make time for training. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And what will help when you start getting these different states is that you are actually making time for training. You got a goal, but in between that goal, you're doing multiple trainings. And you're catching up and making up for time that you haven't trained in a while. Because I know a lot of y'all haven't been to the range in a while. So, an easy way to get my training schedule is going to www.afterhourssecurity.com, signing up for the newsletter because you'll be the first to know about the new schedule. Checking the website, you'll be the first to know because as soon as you go to the training tab, the whole schedule pops up right there. Any training, any events, whatever we got going on, we're going to have some online situational awareness training coming up, some online process server training coming up. I might be doing that out of the country. I might be doing that when I'm gone. Last time I was gone for like 30 days. So, I don't know. I haven't decided my second location yet. Yet. But we shall see. We shall see. So yeah, that is my advice. That is the pros and the cons of having multiple state. If you're in Maryland, you can get multiple state with me. We're doing it July 1st, July 2nd, first day online, second day in person at the range. Then I'm also doing DC. If you have already gotten your Maryland state from me, you can get your DC for 250. Let's go. Let's get it. DM me, inbox me, email me, whatever it is you need to do. If you are watching this and you only have your HQL, handgun qualification license. Knock, 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 knock. That is not a gun permit. That's basically a permit to have a gun in your house, take to and from to the range, but it doesn't allow you to carry. So it is time for you to graduate from an HQL card holder to a wear and carry holder. It is time for you to level up. It's definitely time for you to level up. If you are an HQL holder and that's all you have, this is your announcement. This is your sign to go and get your wear and carry. I don't care if it's not with me. If you know Tennessee, 34 out of 50. That's where I actually am trying to go to for my birthday at some point. I want to go to Uncle Nearest. Black woman owned one of the largest distilleries estates in the country. Is owned by a black woman named Fawn Weaver. Look her up. Uncle Nearest owner. Beautiful story. Beautiful lady. Beautiful person. Great business. Big motivation of mine. And I really, really want to go to her distillery and meet her. They just added so many acres. They own the most acres of a distillery. Most acres in that state. I think she just announced that she owns the most acres in that state. As far as a business, as far as a distillery, you can ride horses. They got a barbecue place. They got the distillery. They got tours going on 24. Like, yo, it's lit. Yes, I don't get paid by them, but I really am fascinated by her whole business plan, how she does her thing. So Tennessee is definitely one of my places. So see, I want to get Tennessee. I don't go to Florida that much. And when I do go to Florida, it's because I get a layover in Florida to get to Barbados. So I don't actually go to Miami that much. But I'm gonna get it anyway, even though I can't care when I go to Miami because I'm usually going to Barbados. But see, now Tennessee is on my list. They got 34. But that, if you live in Atlanta, if you live in Tennessee, now you got the permit for Atlanta. If you live in Tennessee, you probably got the permit for Mississippi. Like, you gotta get it where you fit it. Get in where you fit in. Now, when I get off here, I'm going to look up how to get Tennessee. What do I need to get Tennessee? That's all it takes is a Google search. What do I need to get this? And then you do it. And most of the time, for out-of-state people, it don't even be that, it don't even take that much for you to get what you need. Like I said, Pennsylvania, if you have your state that you reside in permit, all you got to do is give a $20 bill to PA. And they giving you your permit. Now, I do think that it's different in the city of Philadelphia. So, you're now about to go to the Kevin Hart concert in Philadelphia, like in the city. Or see Meek Mills, which you're done on. I don't think it's the same. This is good. Blaze is always good. I don't even have to talk about Blaze. But this is good. Provider 200. Yeah, this is good. Like that, provider sends you these little cards, and the cards have all these, like, this whole thing is filled with, like, let's see if I can get closer. The whole thing is filled with notes, and then the back is filled with notes of what you can taste in the first third, second third, and third third. And then the bottom is what you should pair it with. Orange Ceylon tea, black tea with cream and honey, scotch of all varieties, vanilla custard, dried orange slices, blue moon beer with orange slice, dried fruits. That was what he said that you should be pairing it with. It's a delicious cigar. All right. That's all I got for y'all today. Thank y'all for tuning in to Industry Talk Podcast on another Monday at another 7 o'clock hour. This was your sign to go get your gun permit. This was your sign to get a multi-state class under your belt. If you're not in Maryland and you want a multi-state class and you think that you got enough people to do maybe a 10 to 20 person class, me and G are willing to travel. So if you have a class that you want to do, you posting this. Yeah, it'll be on the timeline. All of them, they should still be there, the rest of them too. And if not, you will see the actual version of the podcast on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube at I Am Jazz the CEO and see the actual version with the two camera and the good sound and mic and the good cameras and whatever. You can see that on YouTube. And then for audio and video, you can see it on Spotify. So it goes up on Spotify tonight once this ends, but YouTube is live and you can watch the replay on YouTube and Spotify. All of the shows are on YouTube and Spotify. So next Monday, same place, same time, different shirt, and different topic. Let me see. Is there anything else I want? Get y'all butts into a class. Get these multi-state licenses. Like I said, if you have some people, a group of people, or you have a business and you want your staff armed, we are traveling this summer to do classes out of state. So if you want this multi-state thing, you want it in New York, or you want it in Tennessee, or you want it in Atlanta, or you want it wherever. We actually are traveling. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that, put that Amex Platinum to use, and let me get some of these freaking flyer miles, okay? So that's what we're doing. So if y'all know y'all have something that y'all want to do, just hit me up, email me, and let's get it going. I'm trying to serve as many people as I can, get as many people a license as I can before these laws take off into the wrong direction. So y'all pull up one, y'all smoke one. Kevon, thank you as always for tuning in and commenting and engaging. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for looking up that. Now I'm going to go look into Tennessee and see how I can get that joint. All right, y'all. So let me get